peel corn makes good roasting ears just as well as sweet corn. There, some people think they're, but just the peel corn is better than make more corn than any kind of sweet corn makes such a small ear. But
you ever get mutton corn? Now, what grows at the top of a corn stalk?
Possum.
Okay, and when you pick corn, the green covering you take off the ears is the
shucks.
The stringy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn shucks is the
silk.
Now, did you raise those kind of red vegetables that, those kind of red things that would grow?
Beets?
No, not beets. These would grow on a vine.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got the little ones?
Yeah, I had, three stalks of those little ones this last summer. I had about 50. Plants of the big tomatoes I had in the world, some tomatoes. Most everybody raised lots of tomatoes.
The little ones are, they don't get any bigger than your around about your finger size.
Yeah, that's about all.
They're called
good go in salad, but they so little that they're good favored.
Those little ones are you call them, what do you call them?
No, little tomatoes.
You ever hear Tommy Toes?
No.
Cocktail tomatoes. Now, what about that thing you might grow and you chop it up and bring tears to your eyes? You can raise
it. Onion. Yeah.
And the little fresh ones you could eat.
You mean the green onion?
Yes.
And they have a little one they call it. Multiplying onion, some call them shallots, and put out one little old bitty thing, it'll make a half a dozen onions right in one cluster.
Mm-hmm. What kind of melons do you raise?
Don't raise any melons. I don't know if anybody else around here does. We used to when we out on the farm, everybody had a big melon patch, but that was back in times when we raised pumpkins and squash all over the field and watermelons too.
What kind of watermelons do you know about?
Yeah, I don't know. We used to have some we called the rattlesnake melons. That's about the. It was a striping melon.
Georgia rattlesnake.
And we had what big, a real round green one. I forget what we called that. And we had a long green one. It had a different name for all of them. They were different shape. Same way pumpkins and squash was. They was all different shapes and had a different name.
Do you ever see that big yellow meat watermelon? You ever seen any?